When it comes to building shows that work, in every sense of the word, director David Horan is in possession of more than his share of know-how. The director whose work on shows like Tick My Box helped create Little Theatrical Phenomena is a master at launching shows with legs, not to mention a head and a heart, and lots of gags. He's currently in rehearsals for a new production of John B. Keane's Moll at Dublin's Gaiety Theatre, but he's also just back from overseeing the New York opening of his latest tooled up for touring play, Beowulf the Blockbuster, written by and starring Brian Burroughs. I talked to David Horan about how to make those little shows that could, and about the sharp economics of Irish theatre, but we began by talking about what makes J.B. Keane fit for 21st century purpose.
He has a great ear for rural dialogue. He is a Shakespeare of his own. There's a musicality to the dialogue that's really impressive. But I suppose he is a master playwright. I think it's interesting to remember that Moll comes after some of his greatest hits, that he's already written Scythe and he's already written The Field. Because, yes, it's the story of three priests in a presbytery parish who get a new housekeeper, and it seems to be quite frivolous on the surface. But I think we can assume that a writer of John B. Keane's status had something more to say with it.
Moll, will you sit down for a minute? I want to have a little talk with you.
Oh, very good, Kenan.
Moll, poor Father Brest is very perturbed.
Oh, the poor man. I hope he'll get out of it.
He thinks you're cutting down on his food. So does Father Lauren, but Lauren doesn't seem to mind.
Enough is enough, Kenan, and I've always given the pair of them enough. Maybe it is how they expect the same as yourself.
That's just it, Moll. They do. And they have every right to expect it.
But they're young men, Kenan. And you're gone the 70 years. Have they no respect or consideration at all for old people?
All I know is that Father Prest maintains that he is not getting enough to eat. Now, what have you to say to that?
There's a theme that you can see in a lot of his plays about the role of women in society and how the Irish man is dealing with that. So even though this feels like a precursor to Father Ted, on some level I think he's using the priests to represent Irish manhood and a slightly stunted relationship in terms of maturity, particularly when it comes to the role of women. He was writing this in 1970, and it's funny to think that that was the beginning of the decade where Nell McCafferty and the first real Irish feminism came to the fore.
God save us all, Kenan, but 'tis wrong to give young priests too much to eat.
Why would you say that, Moll?
Because they get notions, Kenan.
Notions, Moll?
Notions, Kenan. Over in Scotland, Kenan, a few years ago, a young curate rose up one morning without his collar and went off with a half naked lady acrobat.
Ah, go on.
A lady acrobat, Kenan. 'Twas in the papers. Beef, Kenan. Huh? And steaks that was half raw was the cause of it.
Before rehearsal started, you were moving around the world with another play.
I directed a production, a new play called Beowulf the Blockbuster, a one-man show starring Brian Burroughs, which tells the story of Beowulf, but it has a sort of surprise frame where you realise that a father is telling this story to his 10-year-old son, and the son sees the world through 1980s blockbuster movies. So Beowulf speaks with a Sean Connery voice, and Chewbacca rears his head as Grendel the monster and things like that. And we were fortunate enough to go down very well in the Dublin Fringe last September, and we got invited by the Irish Arts Centre in New York to come over there. So I'm just back from New York, where the productions run for a month.
This is one of those plays that is actually written with the notion that it should be easy to tour and, well, let's be honest, cheap to tour.
Yes, initially the performance was just one actor. He had one very special prop, a lightsaber, which only is revealed near the end of the show. But with the exception of that, the play can be performed with no lights and no sound.
He had big shark teeth like Jaws, a muscly body like Ludo in Labyrinth, and long claws like Freddy Krueger. And when the people heard him roar, their blood turned cold and they were filled with terror. Grendel came smashing and crashing through the place.
You have fair form with these plays that are sort of tightly controlled and looking to tour, particularly with Tick My Box.
Tick My Box and Beowulf the Blockbuster were both productions that were devised and written in a rehearsal room with the actors themselves. And when that's the case, we put a lot of work into the writing. Nowadays, audiences expect writing of the calibre of the great TV shows that are coming across to us from America with teams of 12 and 14 writers. And all of these pieces of writing are road tested. So when we're making our plays now, we will do the same thing. We will have people come in and see them at different stages of development. And we try to be, particularly when a show gets to run for a while, you can hone it and you can pare it back and discover if that gag's not working, let's find the one that will, or if that plot point is distracting, let's hone it down. And Tick My Box, a show about speed dating, we managed to turn into a very finely honed piece of comedy. And Beowulf the Blockbuster, which has possibly grander, epic themes, it still never loses the comic joke that we need to undercut some of the more emotional stuff that's happening in it. Anglo the Musical came back to the Olympia in January after its initial run in the Bord Gáis in November. And the Bord Gáis is a much larger theatre, but thanks to the recession, pantomimes that often ran into February suddenly decided to close their doors mid-January, leaving the space in the Olympia that had to be filled. So it was all quite last minute and the original director wasn't available, so I was asked to come in. We wrote a new climax to the first act. We gave the whole show a happy ending, and it was an absolute delight to work on. There's been very few home-produced works in the Bord Gáis. The question really then is, how do you tell an audience of that size? This is 2,000 seats, so you're talking 12,000 people to fill the space in a week. And when that's the case, you need to have mass media, you need to be able to publicise, and that means a huge amount of initial investment. I would always start smaller with works, and then you need to make sure that at every step that you're developing it, that you are also developing the brand name so that people aren't taking huge risks and coming to see something that without a certain guarantee of quality.
So is Beowulf heading there?
The ultimate ambition of Beowulf would be to head to probably somewhere like the Olympia, would be the which is about 800 seats. But we would only go there if a lot went right in the intervening time, because the actor who wrote the show himself, Brian Burroughs, wouldn't have a household name. That's why we're delighted to see successes like Love Hate, which create these actors who suddenly the entire country want to know about and want to see in the flesh. We would love more successes both on screen, on film and in Irish television, because if we create these stars, then you get a real Indigenous homegrown audience. I was always a gigantic fan of The Frames in the noughties, because they were, at that time, they weren't signed to any global label and they were making an entire living purely out of their following in Ireland. And I don't know if that gets enough credit when that sort of thing happens.
David Horan there. And you also heard from Claire Barrett as Moll and Des Keogh as her employer, the Very Reverend Canon Pratt in Moll, which previews at the Gaiety Theatre from May 27. GaietyTheatre.ie for tickets.